Over Coffee episode, what is this, 23? Low iron. Ladies, I know so many of you are iron deficient, low iron. Being low iron isn't good. It never is. So what's crazy is there's actually foods we are taking in and some things we are drinking that is making us not be able to absorb the iron. That's a crazy one for me. I think that's very interesting that we could be taking in, for instance, coffee, tea, red wine. Sorry, ladies, got to go for that white wine. Alcoholic and non-alcoholic. Calcium-rich foods like cheese and dairy. Calcium supplements and soybeans. Remember, soy is in everything. The government subsidizes all these farmers. That's going to be an episode we're definitely going to do and talk about is about soy. Because people talk about it all the time, like, oh, it's fine, nothing wrong with soy. Well, actually, if the government starts subsidizing farmers and starts paying for something for farmers to grow, there might be an underlying thing there. Majority of the time, the things they're paying for, they're getting a kickback on it. They don't really care about your health. But we're not going to get into that one. But soybean can absolutely make it to where you're not going to absorb the iron. But to improve iron absorption, to help you actually absorb it for the iron that you're taking in, don't think you need to take all these iron supplements. You can get high iron foods, but vitamin C will actually help you absorb the iron. So you got the citrus fruits, tomatoes, berries, kiwis, melons, leafy greens, and that will help you actually absorb the iron. Because all you ladies are, you guys got your menstruum cycles, you guys are giving birth, y'all are just literally bleeding out and still living and acting like life is okay. So for all you women out there, you guys are phenomenal for that. I'm glad I got a PP, not a VV. But anyways, that will help you absorb the iron. People talk about it a lot. A lot of women are always asking, what can I do with iron? How can I have higher iron? So with you ladies bruising super easily, that's a telltale sign that you're low in iron. But beef, chicken, clams, eggs, lamb, basically meat is going to be a high source of iron. Get a lot of your guys' minerals in that way. And the thing is, a lot of you ladies don't like eating a lot of meat, which I don't understand. Y'all love the meat, but you don't like eating meat. Anyways, meat is going to have a high source of iron with it. For all the vegans, vegetarians out there, peas, I won't ever eat tofu, but lentils, and then figs, dates, raisins, those are going to be the higher fruits that are going to have the higher iron in it. Broccoli, green beans, dark leafy veggies as well, potatoes, just be careful with those potatoes, cabbage, and tomatoes. Those are going to be the higher rich foods on it. But if you're taking in a ton of coffee, ton of soy, they're talking about that. It'll make it to where you're not going to actually absorb the iron. So you could be drinking a ton of coffee or a ton of tea or high soy foods and be taking an iron capsule. And you actually won't even be absorbing it. So you want to make sure you're actually absorbing it. But even nuts and seeds, almonds, cashews, peanuts, so your nuts and seeds. And what's so funny with all of this, the recollation, the correlation of all of this with keeping the iron up, making sure you're not iron deficient, everything I just named off is real food. Meat, veggies, nuts, seeds, fruit, all of that is going to give you the nutrients that you need to thrive, for the body to function correctly. Notice how none of that was Oreos, cookies, cake, ice cream. None of it was that. So that's the biggest thing, and that's why I talk about it so much. And I just wish people would really understand why we eat and why we put the things into our body. It's because we have to. You don't need to go get all these different supplements. I own Fullerton Nutrition. I will tell you right now, nobody needs True Meal. Nobody needs True Super Greens. You're getting a ton of vitamins, minerals, probiotics, prebiotics, digestive enzymes, kelp, alfalfa, wheatgrass, ashwagandha with True Super Greens. But if you just eat fruits, veggies, nuts, seeds, you're going to get in the vitamins and nutrients that you need.
You don't need to get a meal replacement like True Meal. Yeah, it's 400 calories, gram of carbs, gram of sugar, with 50 grams of high-quality isolate whey protein in it. But if you're hitting your calories with meat and veggies, you're going to get in all the protein that your body needs to thrive, to function correctly, so you ladies aren't ripping your hair out anymore and leaving it on the shower wall. The reason y'all are getting thinner hair, you're not taking in enough calories. You're not giving your body the nutrients it needs, like protein. But I don't even have people tracking protein, carbs, or fats. That's just another added element of confusion to this weight loss world and to actually getting healthy. But everybody wants to tell you it's just calories in versus calories out. But if you're lacking in nutrients, if you're lacking in vitamin C, if you're lacking in iron, you're iron deficient, check and see where your nutrition's at. What are you eating? What are you putting into your body? If you're eating all these freaking crackers and cookies and pastries and garbage, you're going to lack a lot of nutrients. That's why your hormones are so out of whack. That's why it's so difficult for you ladies to get pregnant now. That's why there's so many health problems going on, is because of the lack of nutrients that our body is not taking in, because we're not giving it that nutrients anymore. So if you change up what you're eating, high protein foods, that's real food, not products. Your stuff down your grocery store aisle, those are all products. Shop on the outside of the aisles. You guys hear it all the time. At the end of the day, it's up to you on the choices you make. Stop eating to live and start living to eat. You got to eat to live, not live to eat. I think I did that backwards. You eat because you have to. You're going to get all the nutrient-rich, dense foods from your veggies. You're not going to get your calories in from your veggies ever. You're going to get in your calories with all the fats with the meat. If you want to add butter, go for it. You want to add your avocado oil. You want to add your olive oil. Coconut oil with your eggs are delicious. There's a ton of nutrients we are missing out on with the egg yolk. You're missing out on protein with the egg yolk. There's a ton of vitamins and minerals in the egg yolks as well. And we're so afraid of fat because we've been ingrained in our head, fat makes you fat. But fat, your body uses as energy. Your brain craves the fat. Your brain will run better, less brain fog running on fats than the amount of carbs and sugars we as Americans take in. It's like over 70% of our calories are coming from carbs and sugars. Over 70%. That is a huge lack of protein, a huge lack of fat. Your body runs more energy dense too on fats than it does carbs and sugars. So if you're iron deficient, change your nutrition. Change where your calories are coming from. And start to see how your blood panels start to change. Start to look and see where your vitamins and minerals are at when you get that blood work coming back. It's a game changer, ladies and gents. There's a reason I have women starting their menstruation cycle. Hormones are starting to change. It's easier for women to get pregnant. Even in men, sex drive is going to go through the roof. Y'all can keep your flag up the pole for a little bit longer than a one-pump chump and disappointing your lady while she's like, oh, we're done? Fantastic. My pants are still on. Hormones are everything. The body isn't going to function correctly. Gentlemen that are out there, why do you think once you start working out and you start to eat differently, your drive is going through the roof? You feel like you're 18 again. And your significant other is probably like, holy macaroni, what got into you? You started actually changing the way you're eating.